Take his mask and shut it. Ain't wearing it no more. Y'all look at me like I'm from Mars when I don't wear it in the store.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Where we go one, we go all.
We have an army of digital soldiers. We have what we call citizen journalists. And so the American people decided to take over the idea of information, and they did it through social media. You are demonstrating a level of intellectual courage that our country desperately needs.
Today's Democrat Party is held hostage by haters. Absolute haters. Left-wing haters. Angry mobs. Deep state radicals and their fake news allies.
It's time to expand your thinking. You will need to reset everything you thought you knew about the world, about the people you trust, about history, about yourself.
We look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleash the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before.
Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they call globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.
Deep state radicals and their fake news allies.
Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. And that's with everything. When you look at the elections, when you look at mail-in voting, by the way, watch the United States Postal Service. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. When we talk about what happened with Russiagate, Obamagate, they're pushing them exactly where they want them to go. When we're talking about the pieces of the puzzle to the storm, when we're talking about Julian Assange, when we're talking about Jussie Smollett, when we're talking about Snowden, crimes against humanity, all these things, the patriots are having the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians do exactly what they want them to do. We'll be discussing all of this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Jussie Smollett, because we know there was a special prosecutor assigned to the case, and the special prosecutor, Dan Webb, announced that he concluded his investigation into the handling of last year's Jussie Smollett hate crime prosecution and found that the Cook County attorney, state's attorney, Kim Fox, and her office made several false and misleading statements about the case. And remember, he has six-count indictments charging Smollett for faking a hate crime. So when he looked at what Fox did, he didn't see a crime there, but she did make false, misleading statements. And this is what he said. Evidence establishing substantial abuses of discretion in prosecuting and dismissing the initial criminal charges filed against Smollett. Evidence that they may rise to the level of violation of legal ethics by State's Attorney Fox and other Cook County prosecutors relating to false and misleading public statements made about the prosecution. Evidence showing Fox was given frequent updates about the case against Smollett following her declared recusal, though there was no evidence showing Fox was involved in decision-making after that point. No evidence would support criminal charges against Fox or any other Cook County prosecutor at this time. No evidence of improper influence by outside third parties. So it seems that she did some things wrong. I still believe that there's other influences out there, but maybe they didn't want to go down that path. And there are indictments against Smollett. So here we are. That case is moving forward. And we all knew that it was fake, phony, and false from the beginning. And the deep state right now, they're trying to spin every single story. They're in panic mode right now. Why? Because the Patriots are continually dripping out the information. And each drip is painful to the deep state. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to spin, but the spinning isn't working anymore. Why? Because when you have the facts, when you have the documentation, when you have the truth, spinning doesn't work. I mean, Weissman, you know, the brains of the operation behind Mueller, he's trying as hard as he possibly can. This is what he tweeted out. Here's a hint at what Durham may be up to. The Kleinsmith charge, Para 2, says that the Crossfire Hurricane was open as a FARA violation, Foreign Agency Registration Act. That is false. As the IG found, it was open as a counterintelligence investigation. He's panicking. He's trying to make sense out of all this. But remember, Carter Page previously worked as a source for the CIA. Kleinsmith falsely said Page was never a CIA source. That is a fact. He changed the email. And according to Durham's charging document, and also in IG's Horowitz report, certain individuals on the Crossfire Hurricane were told in August of 2016, memorandum, that Page was a CIA asset. Despite members of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane team knowing Carter Page was a CIA asset, the information was omitted from the first three FISA warrants on Page. They didn't mention this. Those facts, which should have been known to FISA judges before surveillance was approved. So those now most likely are null and void. Actually, as we move forward, a lot of these FISA warrants are going to be null and void. Technofog tweeted this out. The Kevin Kleinsmith plea agreement is now set for August 19th. It will be before Judge James Boasberg, who happens to be the presiding judge over the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. Now, that's very interesting because he's the individual who was appointed by Obama. And he was the one that looked over all these FISA applications. So the FBI, and this is very important, they knowingly withheld this info by claiming it was outside the scope of the FISA application. Really? The information that Carter Page was a CIA asset, that was out of the scope? I don't think so. Paul Sperry tweeted this out. Breaking. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Ron Johnson. From what we already know, there should be a host of indictments coming from Durham. The corrupt politicians, the deep state, the mainstream media, they're panicking right now. They don't know what to do. The New York Times, the CNN, MSNBC, you name it. Yes, they will try to spin or they'll just ignore what's going on. We've seen that also. And as more and more information comes out from what Kleinsmith has told Durham and others, most likely the mainstream media will spin or just completely ignore it, which means there's nothing they can do about this, which means the deep state players, they're panicking. It's funny how we're not hearing from all these individuals now as this information continually comes out. It's very odd as we move forward here and more people produce documentation, show signatures, show the chain of command and how this all worked. Soon you'll hear nothing from these individuals. Why? Because they know if they say something, it could be used against them. Now, what's very interesting, we know that the corrupt politicians, the deep state mainstream media, they're panicking about mail-in voting. Why are they panicking about it? Because everything isn't going as planned. And the question is, why is Trump continually keeping mail-in voting alive? I believe there's a reason for this. Now, this is from the Washington Post. This is what they tweeted out, and it's an article. Perspective: blocking mail-in ballots could help Trump steal the election, voting expert warn. Wait a minute. So blocking mail-in ballots, can help Trump because people then can go to the polls themselves. Actually, it's the opposite. You have the fraud with mail-in voting. If you don't have mail-in voting, like, let's see, all the other years, there's no problem. Because people can protest. We saw people protesting outside the Postmaster General saying that, you know, we can't go to the voting polls because of COVID, but we can protest outside his house. That doesn't make any sense. People are becoming desensitized to masks. This is what happens when things go on for a very long time. People get used to it. I mean, does anyone really want to wear a mask? No, actually, we don't have to. The recovery rate is incredible with COVID. We'll get into that in just a minute. Plus, there's something called HCQ. There's never been a reason to wear these masks, and this will be used later on. Remember, all the pieces to the storm coming together. Now, what's very interesting is that the Democratic Party is encouraging expats to complete and mail in two ballots this year in this year's election. They say it's okay. So in a memo to fellow Democrats, the organization labeled DemocratsAbroad.org is encouraging Democrats to vote more than once in the upcoming election. And what they're saying is that, okay, you might get an emergency federal write-in ballot, FWAB, and you can go ahead and send in your official ballot too if you receive that. So you can do two. Really? I didn't realize you can continually just send in all the ballots that you have. I mean, what are the chances that someone's going to count these two and say, oh, look, we have two votes now for this individual, even though it's from the same person? Absolutely. But I want to go back to 2017, because I think Trump knew that the post office was going to be in trouble. I think he knew that this was going to be an issue. And I think he knew that something was going to have to change. This is what he tweeted out back in 2017, December 29th. Why is the United States Post Office, which is losing many billions of dollars a year while charging Amazon and others so little to deliver their packages, making Amazon richer and the post office dumber and poorer, should be charging much more? Then Trump tweeted this out. This is April 3rd, 2018. It says, I am right about Amazon costing the United States Post Office massive amount of money for being their delivery boy. Amazon should pay these costs plus and not have them borne by the American taxpayer. Many billions of dollars. Post office leaders don't have a clue. Or do they? Now that was April 3rd, 2018. And Julian's Rum points out that this tweet that was taken in 2018 matches what the Associated Press put out on August 16, 2020. Because it says House Democrats are demanding that leaders of the U.S. Postal Service testify at an emergency hearing in August. And remember the last line that Trump tweeted out. Many billions of dollars, post office leaders don't have a clue, or do they? So that is very interesting. And then we go to the present, which is August 17th, and this is Trump's tweet. The U.S. post office system has been failing for many decades. We simply want to make the post office great again, while at the same time saving billions of dollars a year for American taxpayers. Dems don't have a clue. And that brings me back to post 4494. This is June 22nd, 2020. Is this about the virus or the elections? Manipulated polls meant to legitimize rigged election results. The election was not rigged. All the polls demonstrated Biden's clear lead across the country. Example, what happens if China successfully duplicates clones, select ballots, battleground states? What happens if coordination exists with select states to deliver printing and paper ballot recipes, secrets to select foreign adversaries? Nothing to lose, logical thinking. Now, the Postmaster General is agreeing to testify before Congress. Now, what's very interesting, he's going to testify while the Republican convention is going on. Now, that's very interesting. But we know that the deep state, the mainstream media, is making it seem like Trump, he doesn't want mail-in voting, which he doesn't. He wants people to go to the polls and actually vote. But I do believe that he has something else up his sleeve, like a Trump card, because he continually tweets out, and every time he's being interviewed, he says that mail-in voting pushes fraud, and it would be a complete and utter disaster. And it would, but I do believe that he has something else going on, and this is why he's moving the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians into the position that he wants them to be in. Think about that. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But yesterday I mentioned how there are individuals out there, and I do believe that Taylor Swift and others joined the bandwagon that Trump is stealing the post office boxes all over the place. Now, the post office is replacing a lot of the mailboxes, but this is not really that strange. If you go back in time and you go back to when Obama and Biden were in the presidency, do you know how many mailboxes were removed? 12,000. In September of 2016, the United States Postal Service Inspector noted that nationally, the number of collection boxes declined by more than 12,000 in the past 5 years. Did anyone say, wait a minute, he's trying to manipulate the mail. He's trying to manipulate absentee ballots. He's trying to manipulate all these different... No, nobody said a word. Let's talk about protecting yourself in your home. Crime rates are rising across certain cities in the United States. It's never been more important than now to do what you can to protect your family. That's why you should install the Night Solar Ultra Bright floodlights around your house. The Night Solar Ultra Bright floodlights are motion detecting lights that you can easily install anywhere. These lights are effective at preventing your family from being targeted by scaring off would-be burglars. Plus, they're solar powered, so no batteries are required. You don't need an outlet. You don't need to do any type of wiring. Get the Night Solar Ultra Bright floodlights for 52% off plus free shipping by going to nightsolarlight.com or by clicking the link below. Just because the post office is removing a couple of mailboxes doesn't mean you can't mail. And they're doing it for a specific reason, because they remove post office boxes, they replace them, they remove them to save costs so the drivers don't have to make so many stops. There's so many different reasons. But if you saw a car carrier driving down the street, would you say that Trump is removing all the cars so people couldn't get to the post office and mail their ballot? No, it's just absolutely ridiculous. You're just creating something, creating panic for no reason whatsoever. But I do believe that Trump wants them to do this. Because remember, they're pushing the idea that because of COVID, you can't go to the polls. Because of COVID, you have to mail in because there's no other way. What happens if Trump, the Patriots, already plan for another way? That for those people who can't get to the polls, they can do it another way and it's completely secure. I believe this is what Trump is setting the corrupt politicians up for, the deep state up for, the mainstream media up for. But let's just go to Trump's tweet here first. Some states use drop boxes for the collection of universal mail-in ballots. So who's going to collect the ballots and what might be done to them prior to the tabulation? A rigged election. So bad for our country. Only absentee ballots acceptable. He continued, if carefully done according to the guidelines, there is no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that. Vote at polling place. Dr. Anthony Fauci. So a couple days ago, we mentioned Dr. Anthony Fauci saying, yes, he sees no problem with going in person to vote. Here, Trump is retweeting what Dr. Fauci has said. He's countering the deep state, but they don't care about that. They don't care what Fauci is saying now. They're going to continually push mail-in voting. But think about what's happening right now. People are starting to wake up and starting to realize, well, wait a minute, is this really about the virus? Or is this about the election? People are waking up to this. And Trump harping on mail-in voting, I believe it's a distraction. I believe he has a Trump card. And what's very interesting is something came out today which seems feasible and it might work. Now, am I saying that they're going to go with this? Maybe, maybe not. But the United States Postal Service just filed a patent for a blockchain-based secure voting system. Now, that's very odd. Now, this was filed February 7th, 2020, for a secure voting system that uses blockchain access layers. A voting system can use the security of blockchain and the mail to provide a reliable voting system. The patent application says, a registered voter receives a computer-readable code in the mail and confirms identity and confirms correct ballot information in an election. The system separates voter identification and votes to ensure voter anonymity and stores votes on a distributed ledger in a blockchain. Voters generally wish to be able to vote for elected official or on other issues in a manner that is convenient and secure. Equally as interesting is that the patent itself is the fact that the application was filed before the coronavirus had wreaked total havoc on the country and long before the idea of mail-in voting. February 7th. And it was just unveiled now. Now, this is very interesting because this combines mailing a ballot and voter ID and blockchain, and it hides your identity. Now that is very interesting. Is this what Trump is going to use to counter their entire argument? Well, we'll have to wait and see. There might be something else, but this is very interesting. And we have then DNI Ratcliffe out there. He is now saying that China poses the greatest national security threat to our elections. Now that's very interesting because didn't they say it was Russia? Well, Ratcliffe's in the position. He sees the data. He's telling us it's China. And we're seeing this quite a bit. Actually, what's very interesting is that there was just an arrest from the Justice Department. They arrested Alexander Yuxing, 67. He's a former Central Intelligence Agency officer. He was arrested August 14, 2020 on a charge that he conspired with a relative of his who also was a former CIA officer to communicate classified information up to the top secret level to intelligence officials of the People's Republic of China. So the trail of Chinese espionage is long and sadly strewn with former American intelligence officers who betrayed their colleagues, their country, and its liberal democratic values to support a communist regime. This is just unbelievable. So right there we have Ratcliffe saying that China, they're the biggest, the greatest, I should say, the national security threat to the U.S. elections and not Russia. Actually, I would add in the corrupt politicians also. Now, what's very interesting is that down in Puerto Rico, we had another individual, actually a family, that was indicted for theft, bribery, and fraud. Didn't Trump mention this a while back that there were problems in Puerto Rico? Where did all the money go? And then we found that warehouse of all the relief equipment, food, supplies for the hurricane. It was kept in a warehouse. The money was laundered other places. Well, here a federal grand jury in the District of Puerto Rico returned a 13-count indictment against Maria, also known as Tata, a member of the Puerto Rico House of Representatives, as well as her husband and their son. And her assistant was also arrested for years of long theft, bribery, kickback, you name it. Unbelievable. Now, we know that the deep state, the mainstream media, the corrupt politicians, they're pushing the pandemic, they're pushing the protests, the riots. These are just going to get worse as time goes on as we head to the election. And what's very interesting is after the election, you know, all of this is just going to completely disappear. That's what's amazing about all of this. But this is allowing people to wake up. This is allowing people to see clearly now, and they're questioning everything. And let's go back in time a little bit because Paul Sperry tweeted this out about Dr. Fauci. Remember back in March, Dr. Anthony Fauci predicted U.S. deaths for COVID-19 would range from 1.6 million to 2.2 million? Well, it's now August and the U.S. death toll is fewer than 170,000. And I believe this number is going to even go lower because once they start hashing everything out and looking at the deaths, they're going to say, well, wait a minute, this is flu, pneumonia. These people didn't die from COVID. This was a car accident. And they're going to all of a sudden rework these numbers. And these numbers are going to go much, much lower. But what's very interesting is that we know that the powers that be, the elite deep state, the corrupt politicians, they didn't want people knowing about HCQ. Because from the very beginning, if people knew, this would be a very, very different type of atmosphere right now. There'd be no masks, people wouldn't be afraid, nothing would be going on. Switzerland, they provided proof that HCQ works. When the Swiss banned HCQ following the fraudulent Lancetgate study, all of a sudden, everything spiked. Cases spiked. And then when they started to use it again after they found out that it was a complete fraud, and I don't know why they would stop using it because it was working and how many deaths did they have, all of a sudden, things started to go back to normal. 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, everything started to go the other way. And that is proven. What's very interesting is that the Minnesota governor quietly reversed the decision to allow HCQ. Now, this comes 2 weeks after the Ohio Board of Pharmacy reversed its decision. And the reversal is from Governor Waltz. And he's cleared the way for doctors to prescribe HCQ. And we're starting to see a lot more doctors do this right now, which is very interesting. The deep state, they are losing at each turn. Yes, I know the truth takes a long time to get out there. The truth, the facts, takes a very long time. Because once it starts hitting against propaganda and they try to throw more propaganda, the truth has to stand tall. And this is what it's been doing. And sooner or later, these propaganda reports, the propaganda articles, the propaganda coming from the mainstream media, it loses its shine. And then people start to look at the facts, the truth, and they say, wait a minute. I thought you told us that this was going to kill us, that it was going to cause heart problems, that this we had this study, but that fell apart and it's fake now? They had to retract it? This is what happens. And yes, it doesn't happen at a moment's notice. It takes a little while because you need people that are pursuing the truth, like truthful scientists who actually look at the science and not politics, to show that, yeah, this is a fake study. But we're starting to see this more and more now. I mean, look out in California. In Los Angeles County, the county there tried to keep a church, and this is the Sun Valley's Grace Community Church, shut down. They didn't want people inside the church, and they brought all their evidence and their propaganda to the judge, and the judge says, no, this is a right of the people. This is in the Constitution. He just threw it out. So the judge won't let LA County shut down the church. This is the way it should be all across the country. Just like there are certain individuals, mayors, governors in certain states that are allowing the protests. Yes, peaceful protests, that is allowed. It's your First Amendment. Rioting, destroying, hurting people, setting buildings on fire, extorting money from people, that's not allowed. But we're still seeing this happen. They're pushing the riots in all different locations, trying to push their agenda. Is it working? No. Now, what's very interesting is that we knew that Snowden was out in Russia, and we knew that Snowden would be soon coming back into the picture. It's another piece of the storm's puzzle here. And Liz Cheney tweeted something very interesting out yesterday. This is what it says. Edward Snowden is a traitor. He is responsible for the largest and most damaging release of classified info in U.S. history. He handed over U.S. secrets to Russia and Chinese intelligence, putting our troops and our nation at risk. Pardoning him would be unconscionable. Now, I want to go back to post 3024. And this says, banking on Hillary Clinton to win. You never thought she would lose. Banking on Brennan to bring you home. You never expected a new director to be appointed. Agency rogue elements still in control of op. No. Gina, ex-UK division, open attacks. What do you have left to sell to Russia to retain your safety and security? Welcome home, Snowden. And then we have post 3691. This says, at Snowden, homecoming 2020. Now, this was a post back in December 15, 2019. Here we are in 2020. I wonder if Trump is making a deal, or his administration making a deal with Snowden, and Snowden is coming home and he's going to spill the beans. Remember, they're bringing in each piece of the puzzle. It's going to get worse for the deep state as they keep dripping out the information, as they get the testimony from Julian Assange, when they get Snowden, when they bring up the crimes against humanity. It's going to get worse and worse for them. And what we're seeing right now is the deep state having a tantrum. They're throwing all the assets out there, using all their ammunition to try to take back control. Remember, they're not in control. It's almost like a child screaming on the ground, stamping their feet, punching the wall, while the adult is sitting back watching this. Is the child in control? Yes, it looks horrible. They're screaming and yelling. There's crying. They're hitting the wall. They're stamping their feet. But the adult waits. They watch. They slowly move in. And they stop the child from doing this. But they let the child do this to get it out of their system. Because why interfere with the child? They need to get it out. This is what's happening right now. The deep state, the corrupt politicians, the mainstream media, they're having a tantrum. The adults, the silent majority, they're all watching. Even those that were sleeping, they're all watching this. And they're watching what they do. And as they keep doing other things, the adults are watching. And the adults are allowing them to do this. Why? Because it wakes more and more people up. It doesn't mean that the silent majority is not going to do anything. The silent majority is doing quite a bit now. You can see them having boat parades, forcing individuals out of their homes. You can see at the biker rallies, they protect their own. The silent majority is very strong, and it's growing. People are waking up and joining the silent majority. But what I found is this post, 4495, and this was back in June 22nd, 2020. And if you ever saw the movie George Orwell, 1984, or read the book, this will make sense. It will make sense no matter what. But this quote explains it, everything that you're seeing right now of what the deep state is trying to do. Because remember, what you're watching has been their plan. Trump, his administration, they just force them to show the country their plan. So this is what the quote says. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Now, if you change the last line and if you read it like this, nothing exists except an endless present in which the deep state is always right. Sound familiar? This is what we're watching right now. The Patriots are in full control. The storm is right behind Trump, and it's about to hit.
Newsflash, the left has lost its mind. Shocker, right? Friends, just a quick word from this video's sponsor. The keto diet is taking the world by storm for its benefits in healthy appetite management, energy levels, and mental clarity. However, the keto diet can be difficult to follow. That's why Keto Elevate was made. Keto Elevate powerfully supports ketone production, whether you follow the keto diet or not. That's right, it can help elevate ketone levels even without the strict no-carb policy. Now, of course, you should probably avoid carbs anyway, but this product will help. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get your own bag for 51% off and free shipping by going to ketowithsgt.com. I'll leave the link below. All right, let's begin. I was just talking about this subject with my wife the other day. It's madness to pay property taxes, which fund the public schools, but then if your child's needs aren't being met by your crappy local public school, if you need to pull your child out and enroll them in a private school, you get zero credit for all of the money you paid in property taxes. No vouchers in the state I'm in to apply to that tuition. You paid the money, but you have no choice. Well, Senator Rand Paul aims to change that. Yes, leave it to a Republican to come up with something that makes sense. Education funds would follow each student under proposed Rand Paul bill. The School Act grants parents flexibility by empowering them to use their own tax dollars to find the option that best fits their family's needs and allowing them to reclaim a bit of stability in uncertain times. This piece is authored by Sovereign Man, a great website, by the way. You should check it out, sovereignman.com. Obviously, friends, choice is always a good thing, and being able to have access to the money you paid to these people makes perfect sense. But I'm sure the demonic Democrats and the corrupt Liberal Teachers Union will oppose it. But don't worry, those same groups will cheer and celebrate Disney, which is making history by introducing its first bisexual cartoon character. No joke, Disney makes history by introducing its first bisexual cartoon character. Disney's series The Owl House, yes, of course, The Owl, is now the first official animated show to feature a bisexual main character. Of course, the left will celebrate this as making history. The show's 14-year-old main character, Luz Nocita, is portrayed as a normal teenager who goes to another world to become a witch. On the show, she has shown both attraction to male characters and recently with a recurring female character named Amity. Does that name ring a bell with anybody in my age group? The Amityville Horror is a movie, or a series of movies, that was made about a home in Long Island in 1974 that was said to be possessed by demonic spirits. That's right, friends. This is the same Disney that's going to make a live-action version of its cartoon Pinocchio, and Tom Hanks will star as Geppetto. So I ran into a friend the other day, shout out to Hunter, a like-minded patriot and small business owner, and we both remarked about the madness of the leftists as we were catching up. These people truly are insane, we agreed, as we talked about the lockdown, the propaganda, and the magic Gates vaccine, musing what percentage of these brainwashed masses will eagerly line up to get it, with insurmountable debt and one of the highest tax burdens in the nation. But that's not enough for the demonic D's. No, they somehow believe that raising taxes even higher is the cure to what ails them. California is set to pass the nation's first wealth tax targeting the ultra-rich. Oakland Demorat Rob Ronta, the lead author of the wealth tax creation due to health and economic crises brought on by coronavirus. And who shut down California's economy? Gavin Newsom, a demonic D. California's top state income tax today is 13.3%, already the highest in the nation. Well, in addition to AB 2008, the millionaire's tax, another new bill, AB 1253, aims to raise that tax to a top rate of 16.8%. Do these morons not understand what sparked the Boston Tea Party and the Revolutionary War? Do these Marxist tyrants not understand that wealthy people and business owners have the means to escape such tyranny with a U-Haul? A reminder to our friends in California who still have the capacity to think freely and critically and who may prefer to stay and fight. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That passage from the Declaration of Independence is an important reminder for the citizens of New York State, Michigan, Illinois, Minnesota, and other Democrat strongholds as well. And speaking of deranged and mentally decayed Democrats, Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, has privately expressed grave concerns about Joe Biden's 2020 White House run.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Hilarious. And from the unhinged, mentally deficient, brainwashed Democrats file, here's another one.
And why aren't you wearing a mask? Why are you so privileged? Because they're unhealthy.
That's bullshit. If I could drag you out of here by your hair right now, I'd love to do it.
I'd love to see you try.
I'm not going to try. You're not worth it.
Have a nice day.
It's a funny thing, these D's. They don't understand or care to understand the actual science. I spoke with Dave Weiss of the Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast today, and he's got it right. The mask is the virus. The psyop is undeniable for anyone who can think. Sadly, millions of Americans like this clown can't think.
I'd love to call the cops on you. Why are you not wearing a mask?
Because there's
Why are you so fucking privileged? Why are you so fucking privileged?
Meanwhile, the drag queen Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand has announced that anyone testing positive for COVID-19 will be removed from their home and placed in mandatory quarantine camps. Let that sink in. These people will take everything you have, your property, your livelihood, and your kids, if you let them. And just a final item as we conclude tonight's Real News Rundown. Given Disney's pedo-checkered past and present, and Tom Hanks' sudden interest in calling Greece home, I thought this was curious. CrazyDaysAndNights.net, entertainment lawyer, blind item revealed, July 30th, 2020. The A-list couple with the open marriage is facing some questions from investigators about some things that happened inside and outside the walls of their learning institution, New Village Leadership Academy, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. And a quick search for the now defunct New Village Leadership Academy reveals its logo and the school's motto, Spiral Up. It's a logo that calls to mind a now famous FBI document. One wonders what the entertainment lawyer is inferring when he says investigators have questions about what went on inside and outside the walls of their learning institution, New Village Leadership Academy. Crazy days and crazy nights, no doubt. Welcome to Dystopia, America in 2020. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless the patriots and the truth tellers, and may God bless our president, Donald J. Trump, as we move towards the election and the existential threat to the very lifeblood of our nation, the potential for tyrannical rule at the very top by these demonic Democrats. Thanks for tuning in, friends.
National convention tonight, and President Trump set to give a speech going after Biden in the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Let's bring that to you. As for the Democrats, gone are the crowds, confetti, and balloons, with most events taking place in the virtual world. Michelle Obama delivering tonight's keynote address, and Senator Bernie Sanders is set for a speech that aims to unify his progressive base with Joe Biden's campaign. President Trump already turning in his review.
Michelle Obama, whose speech is taped. Why don't they tell me that? I'll tape my speech next week. I'll tape it. It's a lot easier. I'll make sure it's perfecto. Every word will be perfect. I don't do it. I'll give it five or six goes. I'll say, pick the best one. What is this? They're taping their speeches. I just learned that her speech is taped and that most of them are taped. Do you want to go to a snooze? You know, when you hear a speech is taped, it's like there's nothing very exciting about it, right?
And ahead of the convention, a new poll shows the race is tightening, with President Trump narrowing what once was a big gap with Biden. But a Real Clear Politics polling average shows Biden holding steady in his advantage over President Trump for now. All right, so this is usually the beginning of the official on switch for the campaigns. Greg Gutfeld, what do you expect as you see President Trump doing counter-programming, right? He's going to go out, go to the battleground states, and figure out a way to have a different storyline than the Democrats want.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing the show from like a water theme park.
I didn't know if you could hear it.
Yeah, oh, you can hear it. You can hear it. It is.
It's raining so hard.
It's pouring. It's pouring.
The good news is there's blue sky coming this way, so I think we're going to be in better shape. So I'll just turn it over to you to make whatever sort of comment you'd like.
Well, in terms of, it's a weird kind of thing about the counter programming. Because Trump counter-programs even when he's not there. Like,
yeah.
he puts the Democrats in a weird spot, because if you're for law and order or a common sense response to crime and violence, which Trump is, and it just pretty much everybody is, then as a Democrat, you can't voice that same desire. Because then if you say, hey, reform's great, but chaos is wrong, then you're evil by association, right? You sound like you're for Trump. If you just voice some kind of common sense, you agree with the evil orange monster. So instead, you decide to just spend 3 hours probably like on the identity politic factions of the voters, and you have to strike a balance between the scathing criticism of American values, because, you know, we're racist, we're sexist, imperialist, bent on oppression, but then at the same time asking for your vote. So the apolitical voter has to sit home and go, wow, they really hate America, but they want me to vote for them. I don't know.
Ben's today that he has a different demeanor when he's out and about, right? He's not at the White House podium in the briefing room. He feels a little bit more like in his element. He seems to love to campaign. What'd you take away from it?
Well, it looks like they found out what the magic touch is going to be. You throw him in there into a hangar, and you have people socially distanced outside, and then he just riffs live. And he does it in a battleground, and then he gets in and gets out while Joe's asleep in the basement. I think you're going to see a lot more of this. But, you know, the Democrats usually tell you what their problem is, Dana, but you have to know where to look for it. Luckily, I know where to look for it.
Okay.
When the Democrats say this week is all about unity, that means they're not united. They did this in 2016. Now they're doing it again. The Democratic Party is basically two factions. The people who are crazy and don't care if you know they're crazy, and the people that are crazy but try not to have everybody find out they're crazy. So this week is going to be a combination of these two people just throwing a lot of taped speeches at you. I tried not to be offended by that. Sometimes Waters World is on tape. I might have to start going live. But it does look like Biden has no base, and even Barack Obama is nervous about Joe getting it across the finish line. And I think the CNN poll, which you touted, sending shockwaves throughout the Democratic Party, because now the president's cut 10 points into the Biden lead, and in battlegrounds, it's dead even. And that's still undersampling Republicans by 6 points, and not likely voters, still only calling registered voters. So that skews against the enthusiasm gap right there. But I did a deep dive into historical polling this weekend, Dana, and this is what I found out. Guess how many times a Republican presidential nominee has been leading in the race in the third week of August?
One time in
20 years, and it was 20 years ago. It was George W. Bush was ahead in the third week of August against Al Gore.
But
these things don't happen for Republicans. It's always a big come from behind win.
All right, Waters World, we're going to keep going. Juan, I wanted to ask you about this. I was actually surprised to hear. Oh, can we look at each other?
They don't want me to look at you.
We're together. I don't know. We're looking at the boxes, Juan. Okay, so.
It's the rain. They fear that the rain would come between.
Like our first time together, or like screwing it up. All right, so Bernie Sanders apparently has been telling people that getting along with the Biden people has been much better than in 2016 when the Bernie Sanders people tried to unify with the Clinton people. Is that something you have heard, and do you think that will maybe help them as they try to kick things off tonight?
There's no doubt about it. What a distinct improvement it is in terms of human relationships between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden as opposed to Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders actually get along, can have conversations, and the evidence is that they've been working since Biden claimed the nomination to bring both factions of the party together. But tonight is not about placating any split within the party. And crazy as I am, because I'm a Democrat, you know, the fact that John Kasich, the Republican former governor of Ohio, former GOP nominee, is speaking is evidence that this is not about placating the left. Tonight is about Michelle Obama. That's what we're going to be talking about in the morning. Michelle Obama, with her 37 million followers, with her 67% approval rating, obviously bipartisan. You don't get those numbers unless women on both sides. And that's the point. The target audience here are people who listen to Michelle Obama.
Juan,
that's American women.
I just was informed we have a preview shot from Michelle Obama. So let's play that and we'll get to Katie.
He is a profoundly decent man, guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Juan, you want a last word on that?
Well, I think that, again, when she talks about the virus, when she talks about race relations, when she talks about the fact that she said recently that, you know, the whole atmosphere these days with the quarantine and the politics is just depressing, she's speaking on a level that resonates. It penetrates with a lot of Americans. When the most memorable line from the 2016 convention was Michelle Obama's, "When they go low, we go high."
All right. So, Katie, one of the things he mentions, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, he's a Republican. He has some speaking time tonight. I don't think that packs as big a punch as the Democrats apparently do, because they are giving him more speaking time than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, I think Juan is right in the sense that they're trying to move the party into a more moderate direction while also placating the Bernie Sanders portion of the party, because in the swing states that Joe Biden really needs voters to come out and support him, like Michigan and Wisconsin, Bernie Sanders locked down a significant percentage of the vote in the primary. And last time around, they saw what it's like to lose if they don't go out and support the Democratic nominee. But in terms of the theme tonight for the Democrats, you know, it's all about unity. Tonight will be a lot about race. But Democrats have to be very careful about pushing too far on the identity politics and this idea that they're telling Americans that they are a racist country, that all of, you know, they have this inherent racism that they need to address. I think that's something that they did after 8 years of Obama. People got really tired of it. They elected President Trump. You can want racial reform without demagoguing about it and insulting the very people who you're trying to get to vote for you. So they should be cautious on that note.
Well, in a few days, and you'll see it here on Fox, Joe Biden is going to formally accept his party's presidential nomination. At the same time, alone in her apartment speaking to the Mirror, Governor Stacey Abrams of Georgia will do the very same thing. And she wants to thank you for the unprecedented level of support she received. She looks forward to running this country. Now, Abrams will not be allowed to say that from the stage of the DNC, of course. Party leaders won't let her do that. The whole point of a convention is to highlight a party's most popular positions while keeping its crazies hidden from public view. But what if suddenly everyone in the party goes crazy? What if there are no sane people left? Well, then you get what we're seeing right now. Democrats have spent the last week outlining a conspiracy so wicked, so brazen and dangerous, it makes Russiagate look like jaywalking. According to elected Democrats and the news media they control, the president of the United States is working to eliminate the U.S. mail. Now, Trump isn't closing the post office. That would require an amendment to the Constitution. No, it's far worse than that and much sneakier. Trump is stealing the mailboxes, driving through Democratic neighborhoods in the middle of the night, tossing them in the back of his station wagon, cackling like the madman he is. Or having his lackeys do it. Either way, the effect is the same. With no mailboxes, Democrats won't be able to vote. Donald Trump is stealing the election. And here's the thing. Democrats can't call to complain about it. It turns out that someone took all the payphones, too. Can you imagine? Apparently, Joe Biden read all about this on Facebook or some website whose name he can't remember. But it was all there. Biden was so upset he almost snarfed his Metamucil. He was still ranting about it during a virtual fundraiser on Friday as he told the crowd, quote, "They're going around literally with tractor trailers picking up mailboxes. You ought to go online and check out what they're doing in Oregon. I mean, it's bizarre." Got that? Literally with tractor trailers in Oregon. The funny thing is, Oregon hasn't voted for a Republican in a presidential election in more than 35 years, and it definitely won't this year, mailboxes or not. So it's unclear what exactly Trump might be gaining from taking Oregon's mailboxes. But whatever, it's just wrong. Former Vice President Al Gore, who increasingly looks like a wax effigy of himself, went on CNN the other day to make that point.
By tampering with the Postal Service, he is in effect putting his knee on the neck of American democracy.
Stealing mailboxes, says Al Gore, is nothing less than Trump putting his knee on the neck of democracy. The blood is draining from America's face. We are fast losing consciousness. As you can imagine, this caught the media's attention. without pausing to see if it was true. They rushed to their cameras to repeat it.
Essential sorting machines removed, blue mailboxes literally hauled away on flatbed trucks.
Mailboxes being picked up and stacked up. What's that about other than voter suppression?
They're seeing some of their mailboxes in their communities uprooted. That's a problem.
People are worried about the post office. You know, you're seeing, you know, the mailboxes being taken away. Can we vote? What's going on?
The removal of mailboxes, the removal of equipment within the postal offices and the rest is to undermine the Postal Service at a time when the Postal Service is needed now more than ever.
Are you listening to this?
I am announcing my support for NAFTA.
I'm supporting NAFTA because I think it is a positive thing to do.
Both the arguments for and against NAFTA are vastly, vastly, vastly overblown.
Some jobs got lost, but again, NAFTA wasn't the problem.
I do not pretend to be an expert on international trade matters.
See, my problem is I voted for NAFTA.
They're literally hauling away mailboxes on flatbed trucks. And Phil Rucker of the Washington Post, for one, is not going to stand for it. Phil Rucker of the Washington Post thinks that disappearing mailboxes are a major problem. His boss, Nancy Pelosi, agrees with that. But since Pelosi is the Speaker of the House and not a hack reporter at Jeff Bezos' daily newspaper, Pelosi can actually do something about it. That's why she's in charge and not Phil Rucker. Pelosi announced that she's calling back the Congress from summer vacation to deal with this. Pelosi said it is time for our legislative branch to save democracy from Donald Trump, whom she announced is trying to, quote, sabotage the election by manipulating the Postal Service. And by the way, it's not just the election. Trump is also trying to starve old people whom he hates despite being one. With no Postal Service, Pelosi said, seniors may not be able to get their Social Security checks in the mail. Now, Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old, so you'd think she'd know that the government hasn't used the Postal Service to send those checks since 2013. In other words, we can now be pretty sure that Nancy Pelosi doesn't live on her Social Security benefits or even notice them. But don't tell the rest of the House Democrats. They are riled up. Some have called for the FBI to investigate the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. And not long after they said that, their militia showed up outside DeJoy's house. This is a big story. So the question is, who is stealing all those mailboxes? And it's actually an interesting tale if you get into the details of it. Consider a recent tweet from New Jersey Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill, who might not be the smartest member of Congress. Sherrill posted a photograph yesterday of a truck filled with mailboxes. The Postal Service, she wrote, is being, quote, systematically dismantled here in New Jersey and around the country. Then a few hours later, Mickey Sherrill wrote this, quote, at least one post office box has been replaced. We'll continue to provide more information as we have it. Hear that? More information as we have it. Mickey Sherrill is like her own 24-hour news service. And just like CNN, Sherrill didn't bother to check her facts before going on air. By contrast, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice did do some reporting on the subject, and we laud her for that. Rice checked with actress Mia Farrow. And actress Mia Farrow claimed that mailboxes were being removed to disenfranchise Democratic voters, so Susan Rice tweeted that. Susan Rice's tweet was shared by more than 30,000 people. A lot of Americans saw it. Now, it was totally false, but it's still up. Rice is not a Republican, so Twitter is fine with that. No violation of their terms. As a matter of fact, and we try to stick to facts, nobody is stealing America's mailboxes. This is another hoax. It's another lie. It was totally made up in order to manipulate you. The post office moves mailboxes as a matter of course and has for many years. Donald Trump did not order this. It is normal. A 2017 report from the USPS Inspector General, for example, notes that the Postal Service has removed 14,000 mailboxes over the preceding 5 years. This has been going on since at least 2009. And 2009 was the same year, by the way, that Barack Obama, who presided over this horrific mass mailbox removal, delivered the following assessment of the U.S. mail.
People say, well, how can a private company compete against the government?
if you think about it, UPS and FedEx are doing just fine, right? No, they are. I mean, it's the post office that's always having problems.
Wait, what? Did you hear that? Talk about an unexpected twist. Ladies and gentlemen, the great mailbox conspiracy of 2020 turns out to be bigger and more complex than we realized. Barack Obama is in on it, too. Don't tell Susan Rice. So what is this really about in real life? Well, last week, the president refused to hand over $3.5 billion to the Postal Service in recent stimulus negotiations. That was money that would go toward mail-in voting. This is what they're mad about. That was a blow to one of Nancy Pelosi's top priorities. Democrats favor mail-in voting. Democrats favor any form of voting that does not entail actual voters going to actual polling places. They refer to this as, quote, ballot access, like it's a civil rights issue. It is not a civil rights issue. Votes cast by mail are easier to tamper with. The identities of the voters who cast them are harder to verify. Mail-in voting makes voter fraud easier. That's why we haven't had a lot of it throughout American history, and that's why Democrats are for it. And we have seen fraud. There's no mail-in voter fraud. That's a lie. Just in the past few months, for example, a postal worker in West Virginia pleaded guilty to altering mail-in ballots. Four men in New Jersey stand accused of fraud after the USPS found hundreds of ballots in a single mailbox in a local city council election. In Clark County, Nevada, more than 200,000 mail-in votes from the recent primary election have been declared undeliverable. Those are local and statewide elections. Imagine this on a national scale during a presidential election. Imagine it magnified across 50 states. What would be the effect of that? Well, there would be no way to assure the integrity of the presidential election. Oh, right. That's precisely the point. In July, the Boston Globe described how a group of Biden operatives, including John Podesta, had a secret war game in which they gamed out the presidential election this fall. Here's how the Boston Globe described one scenario in which Podesta took Biden's role. Quote, Mr. Podesta, playing Mr. Biden, shocked the organizers by saying he felt his party wouldn't let him concede. Alleging voter suppression, he persuaded the governors of Wisconsin and Michigan to send pro-Biden electors to the Electoral College. Oh, not crazy. Both Democratic governors. Eventually, in the scenario that Podesta outlined at the war games, Americans, quote, stopped looking to the media for cues and waited to see what the military would do, end quote. So John Podesta is gaming out how the United States military can put Joe Biden in office. And that tells you a lot about how Democrats are thinking about this election. Making up bizarre stories about how Donald Trump steals mailboxes may be ludicrous, but stories like that make America even more paranoid and fearful than it already is. And that's the point. Stories like this prepare voters for the day that the Democrats call in the generals to make Joe Biden president.